I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. We begin today with Hamas's refusal to renew the treaty with Israel in January. Already, violence has shattered the uneasy lull. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says believers are caught in the crossfire. While their work in the Middle East is limited, Nettleton says the remnant church there is active.
It's dangerous just to be there, but then to be vocal in your Christian faith and draw attention to yourself in that way makes it even more dangerous. So it's a very challenging situation in which to live out your faith in Christ, particularly if you are bold in witnessing for him to other people.
Meanwhile, Mission to Unreached People says any Christian can be used to reach the lost in countries where there are no churches or missionaries. Unreached People's Jeff Kwan says they have about 230 missionaries serving in about 17 different countries as doctors, accountants, engineers, hairdressers, and more. His message is simple.
Everybody is a missionary. We hope that people can see that and really see the potential that they have to serve. Just because your vocation isn't one that you might think of as a missionary, God can certainly use that.
If you'd like more information on them, go to our website. And Wycliffe USA is wrapping up the Forum of Bible Agencies North America this week. About 40 people are networking to find out how to partner together to engage people in North America and the world with the Word of God. Their goal is to reverse the Bible reading decline and to encourage people to read God's Word. Teams are hoping relationships between the organizations will be strengthened. Pray that God moves in significant ways. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Back to the Bible's making available Patrick Cate's book, Through God's Eyes, a Bible study of God's motivations for missions. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.